Okay, good morning, sisters and brothers in the Dharma. There are a few things I would like to remind you about walking meditation. Yesterday, I forgot to tell you how to practice Anapanasati during walking. If you practice by Maharshi tradition, then you're aware of your steps, lifting, pushing, dropping. You're aware of the four elements meditation. This is fine. If you like to practice in such a way, you can continue. But if you want to practice Anapana, then you should forget your footstep. Even lifting, you breathe in. Lifting, you don't care about the foot, care about your breath. So you, when you lift your foot, then you breathe in. When you're dropping, you breathe out. So breathing in, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Synchronize your breath with the step. This is one way to practice Anapanasati. If you want to have continuous mindfulness of the breath, then you pay attention on the breath during walking meditation. But if you want to practice Maharshi tradition, it's okay, no problem, as you like. Okay, this is one thing. The second thing, I want all of you keep noble silence today. Don't talk during interval time, because your time is very short. Thirdly, after the end of sitting, I don't want you to rub your hand or face in the meditation hall, because somebody has accumulated certain degree of concentration. To practice concentration, the sound is by a tone, qi. So the sound can disturb the concentration. So if you want to rub your body, you walk mindfully out of the hall and rub your body, stretching your leg and stretching your hand and so on. Please don't do inside meditation hall. Okay? And for meditation, for concentration meditation, it's advisable to sit long. 1 hour is not enough. So usually we sit minimum 1.5 hours. So if you can sit 1.5 hour, although the strike the bell, you can continue your sitting. Don't get up if your concentration is good. If your concentration is not good, you can get up, no problem. Because you can't get good concentration at every sitting. So once you get a good concentration, you should appreciate and sit continuously. Next sitting, the concentration may not come back again. It's very impermanent. So once you get it, sit 2 hours, 3 hours. It's advisable, now you sit until 11 o'clock. Or you get up and eat, if you can. If you cannot, then you can get up, no problem. But walk mindfully. When we are in a meditation retreat, we should cultivate consideration. We should protect the other yogi's concentration. Not only your own concentration. You must protect the other, your neighbor, the other meditator's concentration. When you protect their concentration, your own concentration gets protected. So you must, the moment you get up from your seat, everything moves slowly so not to disturb the other party. It's very important. Then don't get disturbed by the bell. When people get up, it's your time to get up. No. It depends on your own concentration. If you can sit good, meditate well, sit continuously. For me, because I need to interview, so I have to get up. But for you, you don't have other responsibility. You can sit until 11 o'clock if you can. And every time 1 hour you get up, then you are unable to sit long. It becomes a habit for you. Every 1 hour you want to get up. Then next time you cannot sit long. Vipassana and samatha is different. Samatha you need to sit very long because concentration only come after 1 hour. Then 1 hour you have to get up already. Then another sitting you start all over again. Then when can you hit deep concentration? You cannot achieve deep concentration. So please sit long. Forget the pain. The pain will not kill you. Okay? Endurance, patience is necessary for the meditation practice. Don't pamper your body. Little bit pain, oh enough, get up. Or change posture. Don't change posture so often. Everyone has their potentiality. The potentiality is you must fully use the potentiality. Don't pamper your body too much. If you want to be successful in your meditation. Okay. So these are the three things you need to consider. And now I just give you very brief guidance again, because sometimes when you listen one time my instruction, you only understand one or two points and you miss certain points. So I need to repeat many times. So through my experience, although I tell many times, when the audience ask me the same question again, or only I understand, they do not get it. So for my experience, my teaching experience, I understand certain instructions I have to tell at least 5 times. Only it go into your brain. So you may get 1 or 2 points in my previous talk and you may miss certain important points. So for your own benefit, I would like to repeat a little bit what I have talked yesterday. Okay. So in the Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, your object is in-breath and out-breath. Accept your breath. Don't pay your attention to any object. You must bear in mind today we are practicing concentration. And my object is in-breath and out-breath. So if anything occurs in your mind or your body, let's say pain, wandering, don't follow the thought. And don't go and switch. Don't switch your attention to pay, to look at the pain. Not now. Not now. Okay. So just single-minded, incline your mind. Before you sit, you direct your mind, you incline your mind. Today, my object is only in-breath and out-breath. Except in-breath and out-breath, I will not pay attention to anything else. This is called inclination of the mind, which is very important. It directs your mind towards your own object. Okay? Then, and the second thing, before you sit, first incline your mind. Second thing, teach yourself. I will not expecting anything. Even though yesterday I had light, today light may not come to me. So tell yourself, I will not expect the light to come. I will not expect anything. My duty is just observe the breath. Whether the light come or not come is not my concern. You must teach this one. This is an important one. If your mind keep on expect something, your mind is not calm. Your mind is actually agitated. Expectation is greed. When your mind is associated with greed, you cannot get deep concentration. So these two things. First, incline your mind. Second, free from every expectation. Then, pay attention on your breath. And the third thing, breathe naturally. And the more natural you breathe, the faster progress you have. So breathe naturally. Whether the breath is clear or not clear is not your concern. Your concern is just pay attention. Just be aware of your breath. That is your concern. Okay? And And if you are beginner, try counting method first. Breathing in, breathing one. Breathing in, breathing one. If you are beginner, counting method is very good to calm down the mind very quickly. Breathing in, breathing out one. Breathing in, breathing out two. Up to five or eight. Then come back again and again. So your mind can settle down very quickly. Okay. Then your attitude, how should you observe the breath? Your attitude, just imagine you are sitting on a river bank, observing the flow of the water. Whether the water flows slowly or fast is not your concern. Your concern is just look at it with equanimity. That's all. Okay, so these are a few points you should bear in mind. And the moment you get up from your sitting, also incline your mind to be mindful of your breath. The moment you finish your sitting, you are going to get up. Usually you become very unmindful of your breath. Then before you start walk, you stand still and tell yourself, I'm going to be mindful of my breath. Then breathing in, breathing out, then you walk. Pay attention on your breath, not your step. Because today is concentration practice, not vipassana practice. Okay, so hopefully you will have good result today. I will help you. Okay, let's start.